This is Studio 1024 for the week of January 25th to February the 1st. Glad you can make us a part of your week, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Megan Whalen, and it's good to be back in the studio. I'd like to say thanks to Ivan Muzechka, Dave Sorensen, and Janet Heron for sitting in for me over the past few weeks.
It is great to have you back, Megan, and it's great to have you here again. My name is Jeff Green, and thanks to all of you for tuning in. This week on our show, Million Dollar Investment. We'll tell you about a major investment in distance ed and the Memorial Connection.
Federal funding, a string of researchers secure a mountain of funding. We'll have all the details.
And brimming with pride, Munn raises thousands of dollars for the Cancer Society. We tally up the results of this year's Relay for Life.
Plus, we're circling dates on our calendars, and we'll tell you about a ton of events happening in the week ahead.
There's plenty to get to, so let's head back on over to Megan for this week's top story.
It's a North American first and a partnership that Memorial is proud to be a part of. On Wednesday, January 23rd, representatives from this province's public education institutions joined Joan Burke, the Minister of Education, to announce details on the deal. They have all successfully come together to partner with Desire to Learn, a world-leading provider of e-learning technology, to provide a province-wide learning management system. Anne-Marie Vaughn is the Director of Distance Education and Learning Technologies at Memorial. She explains what this means for students and distance delivery in the province.
And what it really means is that a student that's learning in K-12 system will carry through the same platform through their university or college experience. It will also mean for families in rural communities or in any community in which the child in the house is taking a CDLI course or K-12 course by distance. One of the spouses is doing a university degree by distance and the other spouse is doing a community college program by distance, that everybody is going to be using the same platform to support their learning. And it really starts to remove technical barriers and starts focusing on access, accessibility, and transition and access for our students overall in the province.
The number of students registered for distance education courses has continued to rise since it was first introduced. At Memorial alone, there are over 15,000 course registrations annually from all over the province and also from as far away as the UK, China, and India. To learn more about this story, be sure to log on to our news website, today.mon.ca.
Memorial is awarding free tuition once again this year. The Office of Student Recruitment and the Division of Marketing and Communications are partnering again to bring back the Rent Like Rick recruitment campaign. It was first launched last year. Ads began airing on Friday, January the 25th in movie theaters and on television in four select markets, St. John's, Halifax, Ottawa, and Kingston. The ads include a contest encouraging students from across the country to submit their rent, with a chance to win free tuition. Three winners will receive a tuition voucher for two semesters at Memorial, currently valued at $2,550. Last year's top three rent winners were Stephanie Peters from Sydney, Nova Scotia, Melissa Hoskins of St. John's, and Brandon Copeland of Wolfville, Nova Scotia. Mr. Copeland said the Rent Like Rick campaign is a great opportunity for prospective students interested in coming to Memorial.
Memorial was already a school I was thinking about, and the idea of winning free tuition was one that would most definitely make my decision for me. Ever since I've got here, I've known I've made the right choice. I moved into residence. I'm living in Coghlan House. I've had an absolute blast. Classes are going well. The professors are great. I'm just absolutely loving my time here, and I know I made the right call.
And the Rent Like Rick contest is open to all students who are currently enrolled in high school and who will have graduated and be eligible to attend Memorial in September 2008. For more information about the Rent Like Rick campaign, check it out online at www.mon.ca/rent.
More than $34,000 and counting. That's how much Memorial raised last weekend during a 12-hour event that took place in the Fieldhouse. As we told you about on last week's show, the event took place on Saturday, January 19th. 43 teams made up of more than 350 people, including faculty, staff, and students, plus others, took part in the Memorial University Relay for Life. They were joined by between 20 and 30 volunteers and committee members. The goal was to raise money and awareness for cancer. Organizers were hoping to top last year's $15,000, and they did, more than doubling their expectations. In the end, the total came in at $34,134.90. Co-organizer Katie Barnes said everyone was thrilled with the end result, and she said money is still being collected until the end of February. To find out how you can make a donation, log on to today.mun.ca, or you can email munrelayforlife@hotmail.com. Congratulations to everyone involved.
And a quick update for you here now. Two Memorial students are still hunkered down in the Queen Elizabeth II Library in St. John's, and they still need your help. Samantha White and Danielle Barron are camping there in a tent. It's all part of a national fundraiser known as Live In for Literacy. Their goal is to raise $5,000 to help build libraries in Nepal. You can drop by until 2:30 on Monday, January the 28th. After that, you can still make donations by calling 737-3111.
Innovative research at the university just received a significant shot in the arm from the federal government. Three Memorial researchers have made the cut in the latest round of Atlantic Innovation Fund announcements. Federal Minister Loyola Hearn announced a $17.7 million investment in research and development in the province earlier this week. In total, seven projects received AIF funding. Dr. Stephen Budd of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science received almost $2 million to develop new drilling processes for the oil industry. Dr. Patrick Parfrey, medicine, will head a team studying inherited and complex genetic diseases in Newfoundland and Labrador. Dr. Sue O. Young of Engineering and Applied Science will develop collision avoidance systems for small unmanned aerial vehicles. Dr. Eddie Campbell, acting president of Memorial University, attended the announcement. He said these awards demonstrate that Memorial is a center of innovative thinking and makes important contributions to innovations in technology, science, and business. The Atlantic Innovation Fund is a program of ACOA. For more information, you can see today.mon.ca.
Well, members of Grenfell College's fine arts faculty are asking anyone with a knack for knitting to break out their needles and become part of an art installation in Texas. Visual arts instructor Barb Hunt and theater instructor Sean O'Hagan are encouraging craftspeople to support West Coast artist Robin Love, who is creating a mile-long knitted strip for an upcoming art exhibition. Titled Gestures of Resistance, The Knitted Mile, the project will see a mile of duplicate road stripe that will be placed over the actual road stripe in Dallas. The project is part of the College Art Association's annual conference. Those who are interested in helping out can pick up some wool in the main office of the Fine Arts Building at Grenfell. Knitting instructions are available by emailing Barb Hunt at bhunt@swgc.mon.ca, and contributions should be returned to the Fine Arts Office no later than February the 6th.
And finally this week, Dr. Alex Fazrick, professor in the Faculty of Business, was given the Arnaldi Award at the Queen's Intercollegiate Business Competition for his longtime support and dedication to the competition. Dr. Fazrick has been a coach for Memorial students in this competition for a number of years, and he's been instrumental in Memorial's success in this competition. In fact, Mon is the team with the third best record in the 30-year history of the competition, and the team has been recognized four times with the Chairperson's Trophy, an award for the team best combining professionalism and spirit.
Well, another busy week is drawing to a close at Memorial, and there is another busy weekend coming up. The Seahawks men's and women's basketball and volleyball teams are hosting UNB, so there is lots of varsity sports to check out in the week ahead.
Now, these games will affect the regular schedule at the Fieldhouse, so please check out The Works Online for more info. You can visit them at theworksonline.ca, and if you'd like to check out the game schedule, you can get that by visiting today.mon.ca.
Well, on Monday, CHMR kicks off its Tunes for Loons fundraiser between 10 and 4 in the CHMR studios. There are hundreds of CDs and rare promotional items available, and 100% of the proceeds go to campus radio. The sale will continue throughout the week, and you can find CHMR on the second floor in the University Center.
The Grenfell College Speaker Series presents Dr. Jeff Rayner Canham on Monday, January 28th. His lecture, To Boldly Go Where No Chemical Educator Has Gone Before, Adventures Across the Straits of Belle Isle, starts at 12:30 in room FA223.
On Wednesday, Anna Maria Beckel will speak about her research on biothics and other Aboriginal people for All Gone Wooden, her latest novel. The lecture is part of the Women's Study Speaker Series and takes place at 1 o'clock in room 4087 of the Science Building.
The Waking Heart Film Series takes place most Thursdays at Grenfell College. The series will present both documentary films and dramatic films based on real events. The next film in the series, Afterlife, is a Japanese film, and it will be shown at 7 o'clock on January 31st in room AS328.
And if you have an event you'd like to have included on the podcast, it's easy to do. All you have to do is visit today.mon.ca and click on the Submit Your Event link on the top right-hand corner of the page. Our listeners at Grenfell College also have the option of listing their event in the Grenfell Grapevine. You can email Pamela Gill at pgill@swgc.mon.ca.
Before we sign off, it's time to thank CHMR, Memorial's campus radio station, for allowing us to drop into their studios each week to record our show.
Surf on over to mun.ca/CHMR to check out their great programming, or you can tune your dial to 93.5 FM.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in Room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building on the St. John's campus. Dave Sorensen is our producer, and Ivan Musechka is also our executive producer. Thanks as well to Jill Hunt and Christine Hamlin for their help on this week's show.
If you have an idea for us or just want to tell us what you think of our show, drop us a note. Our email address is marcom@mon.ca.
Well, that's it for another week. Studio 1024, Season 2, Episode 15 is history. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you back here next week. My name is Megan Whalen.
And I'm Jeff Green. Thanks for making our news your news. So long.